relate to the merchant. We are talking about the musician. That's one of the tricks. He changed the subject of logic. He brought the art of music. And in music, you cannot talk about this and that and that. Because at the end of the day, there should be a feeling beyond explanation. Like magic. He honestly said, unless this saber were non-intellectual, how should all these miracles have been necessary? We needed all these miracles because we know whatever is logical, your brain will buy it. Whatever is intelligible, the intellect is swallowing it without the evidence of miracle and without contention. This is what it is. Because the love we are talking about and we want you to move over there is illogical. So your brain doesn't like it. We add the essence to it because it's a matter of taste. This way of life is a matter of taste. It's not a matter of logic. Because one little experience, once in your life, be a lucky fellow and taste. And one of the little moments to taste what selflessness is. I'm not talking about love even, selflessness. And you will never forget it. It's like there is a restaurant in Paris which is giving only one kind of food. And whenever I go to that city, I cannot stop myself. At least once I have to go to that restaurant. That, and I always remember it. Tastes good, period. There are things that you could remember in your memory, would be there. One word even could provoke it suddenly, you feel it. This is what it is. You say, we have this essence and we have to do this, all of that. And before the paragraph finishes, he knows that he has to add something to it. Suddenly you say, listen, whatever I told you here, is no good fellow philosopher, is not opposing me. You know why? He doesn't dare to. If you let him, he is the opposition. Means if you get philosophical about love, forget the love. It's not love. Because love is a state of losing yourself. So it's not philosophy. If the philosophers, because he started, you remember the first step, first paragraph, he said, you have this little intelligent. You have a little one, okay, find a better one. At the end, he say, I was not talking about philosophy. I was not talking about education. This philosopher doesn't dare, because if he dares to talk negative about us, suddenly he will feel sad and he will feel bad. Let me tell you why, because that philosopher wants to know what is the trick we are carrying, what is in our hands. And the philosopher is not here to look at the trick we are playing and accept something. He wants to grab the trick, and this trick doesn't work in his hand. That's all we say. Then back to our story. Suddenly, I say, hey, let's go back to this fellow. This fellow we're talking about is somebody who is called upon. Somebody from above is calling him with salam. Because this is what's happening in you. When there is that moment of selflessness, you feel the warmth of love. But it is explained in a way where it's happening, so that you get that feeling. That feeling comes from somewhere. It's not by accident, it's intentional. We know that feeling and warmth is in you, but we know you forget it. Why? Because you are thinking about all the melodies you wanted to play here. And you forget about that one single thing we were talking about. Separate. Do you think about the separation? No. Even when you think about it, you love it. The most important story all of you have to say if somebody is listening to you, nonsense is when you got your independence from your parents. You said no to those stupid fellows. That's the way you grow up. You see the intelligence and the way it works? By being the opposition, you needed your independence. What kind of independence is that? Okay, economic independence or something maybe, but real independence? Why this world is very important to you? And why do you hate the dependence? Although you live by depending. You depend to the air, the water, food, everything. What is this nonsense of independence? And if the independence is good and separation is good, so why when you want to talk about something good, you're talking about the skin to skin, to touch someone? Why that feeling in you? Not only in you, that little baby is there to get connected, but your logic is involved with independence. Your logic loves the separation and it works with the separation. What is the term for that? Logic loves the separation. Scientific term for that, analysis. What is analysis? Separating the stuff because it's too much for you. Yes, we understand. But remember that with separation, you cannot learn something. One thing, life. When you separate life, you kill it. It's not there anymore. You have to see it all together as it is. A cadaver will show nothing about life. And the living creature is not separable. Where is the first illogical separation when you study an animal? Separation from environment. Animal without environment doesn't exist, as simple as that. Non-living creatures may. You could put one non-living creature in a blob. Whatever it is made of. Let's say you made a bubble of plasma. But could you put a chicken there? It would die immediately. Dependence is there. But love of independence. Even this self that you're depending on is coming to you breath to breath. So when I look at you, I don't bother with you. I pay attention to there, which is the source of you, which the breath is coming to you. You know what? There is this confusion when we talk about being alert. What is alertness to you? Alertness to you? Somebody is alert if that somebody knows a lot about the history of the past. What's the use of that? Past is past. We talked about this being alert. You know who is alert? The one who sees beyond the curtain. The one who sees the totality. The mirror. Do you remember we talked about the mirror? Mirror knows everything because it doesn't swallow anything and it works with everything. Again, let's go back to that little intelligence, that teeny weeny small one, which we call Agnus Dei. Partial reason would not be telling of the universal reason. if there were not demand after demand. Which doesn't do the translation, but it will give you the clue. Again, he's back to that intelligence and the price you should be ready to pay for being connected. We are at the last paragraph. The last paragraph was a serious story made up of two angels, blah, 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 blah. I read only one verse of that, she did. And over to find out to the commander of God from one who is united. Not every heart understands the commander of God. Means reconnect. To reconnect, you should find somebody who reconnected. Connect to him, then you're connected. Do you remember I told you that? Don't wait for the universal torch to be delivered to you, dining room by Noah himself or Jesus himself to accept it. That torch is used to enlighten some candles again and again and again. And there are some illuminated people now here on earth. Connect to them if you want to connect to light. Because we do not separate this light and that light. Because we are not in the business of analysis and separation. We are in the business of connection. Let me make it short. Put it all in a nutshell. This word is negation. Seek in affirmation. Your form or your body is nothing. Your essence is important. Connect to that one. You have them both. You have the sweet and the bitter joy. Swing towards the sweet one. This is almost the last verse. He said, and if you cannot do this, let me tell you another story, which is the last story. How was that for you, Stanley? Go through it and find it yourself. You will see it. Don't worry even about the translation. You look at it. And you see, yes, the guy is talking about this and this and this and this and this. And it's so well organized that he doesn't say nonsense. Really, there is nothing that you could eliminate and this will be the same. But you could see the topics which is being repeated the way I did it. In a short time, I had only 2 hours, you have a week, and you have a whole book and time to yourself, and don't worry, the rest will envy you. Not now, maybe later when they grow up. Till next week. Master. Honestly, look for the subject. It's a very simple analysis. I know it doesn't take a lot of time because I did it in an extremely short time. I mean, after 3 months. Visiting that guy, 3 months later, I wrote a very good report to my teacher. I found this. What do you think about it?
When I was cute,
right? He said, you cannot listen to me anymore. Go and teach what you know and leave me alone. So in a way, I was graduated by being kicked out.